A remarkable statement from the Irish Republican Army today. The organization apologized for its role in the deaths of civilians during three decades of conflict in Northern Ireland. The unprecedented statement came on the 30th anniversary of Bloody Friday, when seven civilians were killed by bombs set off by the IRA in Belfast. Two soldiers were also killed in those blasts. Joining us now from Belfast is reporter Marianne Maguire. Marianne, you have been covering Northern Ireland for a long time. Did today's announcement surprise you?
It did. The timing of the apology and the fact that no one expected the IRA to apologise to the families of the victims, the statement has taken really everybody by surprise. Political analysts, academics, people who are used to covering the peace process and who get a whiff of what's happening have said unequivocally this has surprised them.
Now, this isn't the first time the IRA has expressed regret about deaths, is it?
No, the IRA has regretted and expressed regret on a number of occasions, but it's the first time that the organization has actually offered a formal apology to the victims and their families. In the statement, the IRA says it wants to offer its sincere apologies and condolences, which is the first time ever that the group has used such words to express any kind of regret. So in fact, the strength of the apology is what makes it so unique.
And why do you think it's being done now?
Well, there's a lot of speculation on why it's been done at this point in time. People know that the IRA never does anything if they're not getting something back in terms of the political process. At the moment, the peace accord is going through a rough patch. By the end of August, we expect a crisis for the peace accord. So it might have to do with something in that regard. However, the IRA, from its part, and what nationalists and Irish Republicans are saying, is that what the IRA wants to do with the statement is show that it is fully committed to the peace process and the peace accord. They're saying, why should the IRA apologise if they're going to break their ceasefire and start all over again? It's also understood that although it was not in the terms of the 1998 peace accord, such an apology is a pillar of peace here and the reconciliation between two communities.
Well, what effect is this likely to have on the peace process?
Well, it's likely to have a huge impact on the peace process. On one hand, people are saying, well, finally, after 30 years, the IRA is finally acknowledging it. Although an apology was never written into the peace accord, many people here believe that it was one of the conditions for peace here, that the IRA turn around and say, yes, we have done wrong. Yes, we apologise to the families and we recognise the grief and the suffering. However, on the pro-British unionist side, a number of politicians have already said, well, basically, this apology is too little, too late. Basically, we need to hear that the IRA has totally gone as an organisation, and that's what they want. On the victim side, in the Protestant community, people are also split. We heard this evening, a few hours only after the statement was issued, that certain families of victims are saying, well, finally now, we can breathe. We are relieved that we've had an apology, that the IRA is recognising the grief that we have been through. Other victims are also of the opinion, well, it doesn't matter. My brother, sister, or father is dead, and nothing will bring them back. So there's really this evening a very split reaction in the Protestant community to these words that have been described in various quarters as very significant and described, in fact, as a very dramatic move.
Thanks very much, Marianne.
Thank you.
Reporter Marianne Maguire joined us from Belfast.